Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secure retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in. Because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast. I'm the Big Mike.
Mike Zlotnik, and today it is my pleasure and a privilege to welcome back Terry Judge. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to be back.
Thanks for coming back on a podcast. You're a repeat guest, and I'm grateful for your wisdom in the past and the new set of wisdoms. We're recording this in early May 2025. The episode will come out probably in a little bit. But let's talk about latest and greatest. Anything new going on? Let's start with the news. And Terry is with Core Advisors, a specialist in cost segregation and related services, tax, specialty tax engineering, and number of related topics. So what's new?
Yeah. Well, just a little recap. So I've been in the cost segregation business for 19 years. January of 26, we'll hit 20 years. So we're kind of planning our 20-year anniversary. Like, you know, we want to do something kind of cool or something special. So I've been through many real estate cycles. I've been through many different, obviously different presidents over the course of the last, 20 years. And thank God this is a very bipartisan tax strategy. I think it's so important that we protect it as a country, and because it really does spur the economy. And as everybody knows, and if you don't know, I'll just touch on, cost segregation is just a very rapid way to write off a property, and then you can front load that depreciation, and bonus depreciation, is different than depreciation. When we say that, it has a separate kind of application. But when bonus depreciation got introduced back in late 2017, it really set the real estate markets on fire. And as everybody's been kind of watching the news, it's been mentioned many times by the Trump administration. Matter of fact, Donald Trump himself mentioned it in his inauguration speech that 100% expensing is what he calls it, is coming back. And it's been mentioned many times throughout his administration in the last 100 days that 100% bonus depreciation is coming back. We can touch on, for those of that want to really dive deeper into that, what does that really mean? We certainly can touch on that, as well. So it's right now my business has been impacted. I think a lot of businesses have been impacted. Once Trump finally took office, because he's pro-business, everything kind of just went crazy. We had our biggest month was in December and January. Now things have settled down because of the tariffs, interest rates, uncertainty, prices, new construction. A lot of it is really, it's just been on hold or paused. It's still happening, but there's definitely been a dip over the last couple months. We anticipate that to settle down I'm telling my clients, like, just be patient. There's a lot of adjustment happening in the world right now. I think it's an overall good adjustment. We're going to feel the pain, I think, for the next several months, and things are going to start to settle down. We anticipate not only bonus depreciation is going to be back, and it's going to be back in the tax code probably by the end of summer. It's already in the big, beautiful bill. We just got to get that thing passed. It'll be one of the biggest tax cuts, in American history. And I really think that's going to spur the economy again, especially in our world, Mike, in terms around, commercial lending, commercial real estate, commercial development. Really anticipate, that's going to get a good shot in the arm, which it desperately needs. I think things are just kind of idling along here, and people are just, everyone's chirping and bitching and moaning, and tariffs are bad, tariffs are good. And we're all sitting here like, okay, well, what really is it? Is it good? Is it bad? I think it's good long-term. I think it's bad short-term. So I think we just kind of have to wait it out and let's see how this thing lands, how it settles down. We'll start to see trade deals start to happen. Hopefully, China comes to the table. I think that's an interesting dynamic of this has never been done before. So I think we have to be patient. So I'll just kind of pause there and see if you have any other comments, feedback for me.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. You got a lot of updates here and key points. So first of all, let's just dissect a little bit on a couple of points. So as of right now, the 2017, I think it was called Jobs Act, the bonus depreciation has sunset to 40% this year. It used to be 100%, and it's been sunsetting last few years. And the new bill will renew it back to 100%. And then you're saying it's shot in the arm. Or tail in the, in the back. Sorry, the wind in the tailwind, in the sail, simply because it'll create significant tax incentives for people to buy commercial real estate, whatever the asset class. And it's not just real estate. To make general capital investments, the bonus depreciation will help expense that all in the current year. So all the items that go to the bonus, it's the 5-year schedules, the 7, the 10s, the 15s, they're all going to come back, and that should significantly help the demand for these type of assets. So that this is how I guess this is common sense, but I'm just kind of dissecting the most basic concept. When it gets renewed, it'll help commercial real estate. And then on the other side, of course, we're dealing with uncertainty because one of the latest things that I heard is what Trump is doing is, I think the fighter jet pilots, they call them rolls or something. They just go through their routine, they get into something very fast, and then they see what happens, and if it's not working, adjust very, very quickly. In this environment where you are observing, learning, and adjusting very, very quickly is a little nerve-wracking because it's a high-pressure environment, it's a high-uncertainty environment. But fighter pilots deal with it every day. This is part of the business operating in that environment. So we're just not used to it. Majority of us used to, these policies taking a long time in Washington, coming up with a plan and then ultimately pulling the trigger after a lot of study and a lot of preparation and a lot of delays, et cetera. So this is not how the world is done under Trump, but there is some sanity to this insanity that fighter pilots learn fast. You can't learn fast and adjust as long as you're responsive. You're trying to take it in one direction and that thing doesn't work, you got to quickly adjust before the missile hits you or you crash. One of those things.
Just we're just unfortunately none of us are fighter pilots, or at least I'm not. Most of us are not come from that world, so we don't know how to maybe pivot or accept or adapt. We had a good such a good 10-year run in real estate. I mean, even if you weren't a good operator, you could still make money, but things are changing. The good you have to become a really savvy operator, and I think from managing, buying, and then what are your tax strategies? So, obviously, Costsec is still such a huge component of any syndication deals, any investment deals. We're still seeing, a lot of people that are still. I mean, we're still seeing deals being done, right? It's just not. I think some of the development deals have slowed down. People are still trying to acquire good properties, off-market properties. That'll never change. If we get an interest reduction here next qu this quarter, next quarter, I think that's going to definitely kickstart some things too. I know there was some confusion with Trump and Powell and and chatter again, like he's throwing them under the bus a little bit. But so hopefully, we'll see an interest rate reduction. I think that'll be needed and helpful to get things rolling again. But like I said, I think we need about a 60 to 90 days to let things kind of calm down. And I think we're going to be fine. I think the economy is going to be fine. Real estate's going to be fine. Bonus depreciation again, is just a it's just a way that you can take all the available depreciation that we do through a cost segregation study. It typically falls into a 5-year. I heard you say that, Mike. I'm just going to, recap on it. A 5-year, a 7-year, and a 15-year, life where we can land improvements are a 15-year asset. And all the interior of a building is a 5-year asset. And what that basically means is that we can, you hire a cost segregation firm, we're going to pluck apart all the interior and exterior, like driveways, parking lots, curbs, drainage, fencing, et cetera. And we're able to write it off, but we can only put them in certain buckets. Like I said, your interior would be a 5 year, your exterior improvements of the property falls normally into a 15 year. But when we bring bonus depreciation into the equation, we're now able to take your 15 year, put it into 1 year, your 5 year, put it into 1 year. You get to take all of it and eat the immediately. And for some of us that are real estate professionals, we have other things going on. We now can take all that depreciation and we can use it against income, against, let's say, capital gains. Maybe you've sold a property. Maybe you've got other income coming in from another business. You now can use that depreciation and use it against all this other income and capital gains. So when bonus was first instituted back in 17, and then it slid down 20% every year, and now we're, like you said, we're in a 40% 40% bonus depreciation. So it's still good. It's just not as good. People were just soaking that. They couldn't get enough of bonus depreciation. Right? There was so much money being made in the real estate market. So it just, like, our business doubled when bonus got introduced because it lit it on fire, right? So now
Yeah,
it's
it'll
fading
come
out.
back. I think it'll come back from the point of view that
Oh, it's coming
people.
back. It's
Yeah, I think it's, let's just cover this. So we're all pretty clear on the fact that it has massive benefits. And the things you mentioned, it's great for real estate professionals. It's also great for passive. I literally came from a conference and you've heard of this concept. It's called Lazy Man 1031 Exchange, where people don't do 1031, which has a ton of, let's call them complications and execution logistics, and sometimes people blow it up. They don't make the timing requirements, and they can still do lazy man's 1031. They basically take their capital gains on sale, and then they invest into a new deal, run the new bonus depreciation cost seg, and then you wind up with fresh deductions, and they offset each other, and all that which you mentioned makes a ton of sense. So it provides a lot of options and a lot of opportunity to buy more real estate because you can do exactly what we just described. Lazy man 1031, real estate professionals can get deductions, etc. But when do you think the bill will pass? Because this is the issue. It's been discussed, but it's dragging out. Is this a summer type of bill or is this going to be a September bill?
Well, Trump wants it passed July 4th, 4th of July, which would be kind of a celebration of, obviously of America. So that's his goal. Can the Democrats block it? They're trying like hell. They don't want to see it passed. So there's a lot of infighting. There's a few Republicans that are not supporting the bill, which could be a big issue to get it passed. So we're just going to have to, cross our fingers and hopefully Trump can get this thing through. So if it does go through, like I said, his goal is to get it passed, signed July 4th. Will that happen? I don't know. I've always been telling people that it's going to happen by the end of the summer. So I'm still standing by that. If it happens sooner, great. If it doesn't happen by then we got issues, meaning that it maybe didn't pass and then they have to regroup. So that would be devastating for our economy because we'd have such a major tax hikes on every American, including real estate investors. So we just got to hope and pray that this bill gets passed in a timely fashion and we can get on with business. So that's
I have a lot of confidence here, and I think the law will be applicable either from January 1st or January 20th, what I heard from the inauguration day.
yeah. It'll retro back to January 20th is what we're hearing, which basically means January 1 of 25. We were hoping, and it could be changed back to 24. That's normally how it works. It'll usually retros back a year, a tax year. And but right now we're hearing, it'll be available for 25
24.
tax year. Yeah.
So, by the way, besides obviously sunset provisions on the bonus, anything else changed in a big way? It's obviously this sunsetting has been, significant negative impact on, people running cost segs, and they've delayed it. It's kind of interesting how it has functioned, and the commercial markets have softened up with the benefits sunsetting, where the buyer's not having that extra incentive. So the buyers have been skittish and really waiting for the renewal of the these 2017 Jobs Act and similar. So at this point, if this passes, then it's a massive, obviously, like you're calling it, shot in the arm. But what other changes sort of have taken place in the industry? Anything else has been different, or it's just been pretty much same game for many years, other than everyone got used to that, and then now that's been withdrawn, so it's a significant incentive, withdrawal that has taken place, right? And on top of that, of course, high interest rates have been, it's almost a perfect storm, right? We've got high interest rates and setting bonus depreciation provisions, and a lot of uncertainty making people kind of nervous about everything. So we need things to settle down, and then the interest rates may actually come down as a result of more certainty. It's almost like this. I observe every time trade rhetoric gets escalated a little bit, gets a little hotter, interest rates spike, and then when things calm down, interest rates come down as well. It's a, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's a 30 to 40 year in making, which you can't really change in very short time. And China produces, U.S. imports, U.S. consumer get used to that. That's the problem. You set it for 30 years and you want to break it overnight. That it doesn't not easy to do. It's very hard.
It's going to take time. Yeah. You hear Trump talk about like, don't buy your kids 30 dolls. Your daughters don't, they don't need 30 dolls. Just have them have three. It's like, oh my God. That was funny that he
Well,
said.
it'll hurt the, with the 160%, whatever, 155, 45%. I don't know where they settle tariffs. Yeah, it'll reduce the demand. Even shipping has already, kind of really, really slowed down.
Yeah.
People
I
are not
mean,
shipping.
we're
They're
bringing the
waiting for something to settle down before they put the stuff on ships because they don't want to pay the tariff when the ships arrive.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we got to get Europe on board, and then Japan, get them on board, South Korea, India, get them all going, get new trade deals going, and tighten that up. So US is still doing strong business with all these other countries, and then China eventually has got to come to the table. They can't survive without the US economy. So I think that's the only card that we have. Eventually, they're going to have to, I think there's already negotiations going on. They're probably not really talking about it that much because it is kind of volatile, but hopefully, we'll hear some things that China wants to come to the table, and then the stock market is going to just rock once that gets announced. So I really feel like give this 60 to 90 days without everybody kind of panicking, and let's see how this unfolds. The momentum is in our favor that good things are going to come out of all this. I just think right now it's going to be bumpy for the next 60 to 90 days, truly. The only other thing that, Mike, that I'll touch on around cost seg is everything else is really solid. Like nothing has changed dynamically. Again, right now we're in 40% bonus climate. You still get the other 60%. It's just going to be spread out over 5 years, and or 15 years for land improvement. So you're not losing. People freak out because, oh, we're only getting 40%. I can't do anything until 100% comes back in. You're getting 40 up front. You're still getting the other 60 over 5 and 15 years. So you're not losing anything. It's just not as generous as it could be. the IRS is cracking down on certain companies. There are some provisions that have changed on what can be taken into personal property. So, as legitimate. Hopefully, if you're working with a cost seg firm, they're up to speed on some of these audit changes that these field examiners that are working for the IRS, they're really training them on how to read a cost segregation study. So be prepared to have more, I wouldn't call them audits, but be prepared to have more reviews from IRS agents looking to make sure that the cost seg provider is doing it right. There was a brand new technique and guidelines that finally got published for 2025, and it's probably this thick, and it's really our business Bible. So I see a lot of these other competitors out there that have popped up using software, virtual site visits. Beware, you pay for what you get. And my advice always is make sure you're getting a engineering-based cost segregation study done. You have a real engineer coming out to your property, walking the facilities, making sure what's there, making sure like what was removed in terms of renovations, what the renovations are going to look like. And it's a big deal. Now, if you have a single family home that you paid 200 grand for and you want to get a desktop, as we call it, a cost seg study, it's a do-it-yourself cost seg study. It's a two-pager. Don't expect audit defense. Don't expect, maximum. There's probably going to be some savings left on the table, but these are a few hundred bucks. And I just hate to tell people to, if you've got a single family home and you want to do that, try it out, whatever. But if you've got, a fourplex on up and you're spending 500 to a million, 2 million, 5 million, $10 million on a property, you better make sure you have the most reputable way or the most IRS approved way, because the audits are going to start being, I think, could become a little bit more significant, and you want to make sure you've got your ducks in a row and you got your I's dotted and T's crossed if the field examiner comes knocking, because there's a lot of companies that can't defend their work because there is no work. There's nothing behind the report that, kind of backs up what they're claiming the depreciation is, right? Every depreciation number, there's usually a tax ruling or why you can take it into and move it into personal property as opposed to not. So it's important to have a reputable firm handling your taxes, because these numbers, as you know, Mike, are big. These are huge savings that can go, you have a 20-year carry forward on these numbers to offset tax. So it's just, again, get it done right. Work with a reputable company. Don't try to save a couple hundred bucks. It's not worth it, because if you hire a company like mine, you're gonna, I always tell our clients that you'll make it up, because we're going to get more, way more benefit because we're going to be so much more thorough. So that's a just I wanted to throw that out there because it's important.
Yeah, I appreciate you touched on a couple of really, really great points. Obviously, using very experienced, high quality QSA company important. And then, so it's an interesting discussion. I just came to a conference, and this point did come up. When you're on a QSA on commercial, of course, you always hire an engineer to do a proper study. So that's generally represents the actual when the site engineer comes out. But on residential, there are these desktop QSEG products, and they are all guesstimates, right? So it's kind of interesting that you cover that. It's people can still do it. It's just a it's a little bit more of an estimate, and it's a less of a battle, because when you are taking $20 million QSEG versus you're doing a QSEG that's generating you 50,000 in savings, it's a gigantic difference. The game of millions versus the game of thousands. Very different approach. So agreed, 100%. Just before we wrap up, any good book advice, and how would folks reach out if they wanted to talk to you in advance of running their QSEG? And assuming we'll get this tax cut done, and everyone is
No, it's
operating under that assumption.
I guess I've kind of I've been listening to more podcasts lately, and one of the podcasts that I really am enjoying is All In, the All In podcast. Obviously that's you get a good mix of what, the Democrats versus the Republic, it's a good mix and balance. So that's a good educational format that I like to plug into. I am reading a book. I don't know where it's at. It's a textbook. Oh man, it's downstairs.
Those are very exciting reads, I'm sure.
It's so boring. I don't even want to talk about it. But it's a wealth building. It's taking, kind of what I do and other. I'm learning some things too. I can't Mark Kohler. I think it's Unlimited Tax Wealth or something like that. I gotta damn it. I wish I had it with me, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm having a blank here, but it's a good book. But yeah, more podcasts right now, just kind of trying to stay on top of things, what's happening real time with the IRS and where this is all leading. And man, it's exciting times, it's stressful times. It's people need just need to be educated, be patient. I think all of the The buying principles are going to remain the same. I feel like, this year is going to be an interesting year. Let's just see how it plays out. But I really think we're setting the tone for some dynamic times coming up. I really feel for the real estate investors out there, man, I think there's going to be some amazing buys. I think there's going to be a big boost. And, we're just preparing for it. So pretty excited and optimistic overall.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What's the best way for folks to reach out to you? Is there a website, phone number? What's the email? What do you prefer?
So I think the best way, I'm on all the social channels. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. Terry Judge, just put my name in Instagram, Facebook, but you can reach out, Terry T. Judge. Email is just my name, Terry Judge, at, and then my company is coreadvisors.net. So Terry Judge at coreadvisors.net. You can go to my website, coreadvisors.net, and check us out. Reach out if you got a property. We're happy to work with anybody that we'll do a pro bono benefit analysis on any properties and give you some advice for at no cost, just to kind of point you in the right direction. And make sure your CPA is on this as well, because we see a lot of CPAs that this is an afterthought, and sometimes you need somebody non-biased to kind of look at what you're doing from a real estate standpoint and long-term wealth standpoint. And I do this as a kind of a complimentary consultation. So feel free to reach out. Happy to jump on a 15-minute call and see if I can help.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing, and I just, final thoughts here. I do share the optimism. When we settle things down a little bit on the trade front and in parallel pass this it's called Beautiful Tax Bill, renewing the bonus depreciation and all other, provisions, we should get a pretty significant tailwind. And I don't know how else to put it. You're calling sharp in the arm. I'm just calling it tailwind. Simply, we've been in this sort of there was a lot of excitement for pro-business folks when Trump come into the office, and then things really, turn around to the negative, and they're back to the positive, to the negative. Where do we go? So pro-business, pro-real estate people thought he'd be a huge boost, but it did shake things up a little bit too much, and now
I
we
agree
gotta
with
stabilize. At the end of the day, we just gotta come to a clear path. What are the rules of the game?
that. Yeah, 100%.
So that's good. Let's say it's 90 days from now. And by the way, just one comment you had over the summer, rate cuts are sort of unlikely. It's just we're recording this in early May. When this comes out, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a very strong positive surprise. The big issue at hand is, as long as Fed is independent, Trump can bark on Jay Powell. He can do whatever he wants. He could, kiss him. He could squeeze him. He could beat him, but he's still going to act independent. And the Fed looks in a rearview mirror. No matter what you're going to say,
Right.
rearview mirror takes time. So whatever they do, they have to look in the back. And unfortunately, if you had 90 days to now, and you look at the next best opportunity to cut rates, probably September timeline. If it happens early, it'd be wonderful, but that's the difficult part. And what the bond market will do, where the 10-year Treasury yields wind up or wind down, all depends on I think more of a certainty and where things will shake out rather than what the Fed does. The Fed follows the markets in essence. It's almost as much as they provide forward guidance, but markets are pretty smart. I would say the markets are sometimes way smarter than Fed. And even though they are the front, they're the driver of change in the markets, but at the same time, during the periods of uncertainty where they're not acting, the markets often get ahead of the Fed, and then they'll forward predict and project where things will wind up. So we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic for the rest of second half of this year, but for now we've got to get through a little bit of this roller coaster ride, and
Yep.
it's what it is. So, thank you for coming again, Terry. And coreadvisors.net is the website. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the rest of the rest of the spring and summer.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Great to see you. Great to be on again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's slot name. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.